After Shmini concludes with the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, and it concludes with the laws of Kashrus, we open up with Isha ki Tazria. We move on to mankind. And the Chatam Sofer points out that there's a strong similarity to the way Shmini feeds into Tazria Metzora, the same way creation works. Why is man created last? Man doesn't have to be created last. Why does God choose to create man last? So one possibility is that it's like when you build a house. First you build the structure, then you put in all the furniture, and then last, man enters. You wouldn't do it the other way, where man is there and there's a hole in the ground, where man is there and there's no furniture to sit on. It doesn't make any sense. And yet, when it comes to creation, Hashem therefore does the same thing and says, look, that's how it goes. But there's another possibility. The other possibility is that the order of creation is increasing qualitatively as we go on. We start with the land. The land has no ability to communicate. It is merely there. And then we move on to animals that are already more advanced in what they're capable of doing. And we conclude with mankind, who has not only the ability to communicate, but the ability to reason, the ability to really like interact with each other and build real relationships. That's a possibility. And it would therefore make so much sense that that's the reason why we go in that order with Kashrus and Tumah v'Tahara. We start off with animals, and then we eventually land ourselves with mankind. But the Chasam Sofer does point out something that's really important. It's also a warning to mankind. Man might begin to believe that, oh, I am so important. What God is essentially saying to them is, it's actually a fascinating thing. You are, on the one hand, not very different than animal, the same way animal generates tumah, the same way the animal has certain laws guiding it. You're no different than that, but you have the ability to uplift yourself. And when you uplift yourself, when you choose that that's what you want to be, you want to live a life that's higher, you want to live a life that's better, you want to live a life that's more spiritual, then your contributions to mankind all of a sudden change completely. I think that that's a really, really important point to take note of, is that man's gift is that man has the ability to be so much more, but yet at the same time, man's gift could be man's greatest curse, because as amazing as man can be, and as much as man can contribute to society, man's ability to destroy is so much more powerful. And the magnitude of man's poor choices and what that really does becomes so much greater. It's a warning of opportunity that is also interwoven with the scary possibility of what man can do. God gives us that opportunity. He says, take it and make good use of it. Have a good day.